Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And we update it every single day, and we're continuing to put new stuff up there. Watch the video section. We're every day we're doing a little bit more to update the video section of the website. That's brand new, and we got a lot more stuff there to come. But if you don't want to wait on that, you can already see a lot of our new videos on at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/JimBlasingame. So check that out. And when you're at my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Mitch Galen is our guest, our good friend. He's a publisher and the writer and the editor and the brains behind Mullings.com, the thrice weekly cyber column. And I always say that if you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he thinks, and if you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. It's very entertaining and enlightening. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to stay on President Obama's State of the Union speech, because I took a lot of notes and I wrote down, you know, job training. That's one thing that I agree with him on, and that I haven't heard a lot of politicians say. In fact, Rich, in the previous election, back in the previous two elections, I said on the show, if I were a candidate, I believe I could go a long way towards winning by just talking about how are we going to get Americans prepared for 21st century jobs, which there are millions of people who aren't. And I didn't hear anybody doing that, but the president did bring it up this week in his speech. The problem I have with what he said is he wants the federal government to run it, and I don't think that's a good idea. What do you think?
Well, it's not a good idea, because then the federal government decides, you know, what jobs are needed, and it's not a long step. I'm not saying that the president is a communist or a socialist or anything else, but we get back to the days when, you know, under the five-year plan, the Soviet Union would decide they were going to need more, right. I don't know, you know, painters, so they would, you know, put people into the painting track, whether they wanted to be there or not. And any time the government, because it doesn't have the capacity, no major government does, has the capacity to understand what southeastern Ohio needs as opposed to northwestern Idaho, that it has to kind of draw these massive, you know, broad strokes. And the only way to get trained and find the job is you have to move to where the government thinks the job's going to be down the road.
Well, that's the point that I'm making about not wanting the government to do it, especially. And I have to say, and I'm going to call the president out on this, Mr. President, you have a really bad habit of wanting to pick winners and losers. Mr. President, you're a smart guy. You're not that smart.
Yeah, nobody is. Even the market's not. I mean, you know, as much credit
exactly
as you give
right.
to the free market. And that's why businesses sometimes fail, because there is no perfection. The danger, as we've talked about, not just with me, but with so many of your guests, is that if you take away the risk, and sooner or later you will take away the reward, because you can't function. If you protect downside risk completely, then the only response can be that the rewards have to be controlled, which is, I think, one of the things that the president actually is in favor of.
Well, what you have to do, what I think people have to do when they listen to President Obama, is a lot of the things he said sounded good, but underlying all of it, almost all of it, was central control, and Mr. Obama likes to pick winners and losers. And one of the great ways he does this is by continuing to stick with the green jobs thing. Now Rich,
which,
I like
which
green jobs.
Don't work.
You like green jobs, but the government is not going to force green jobs on the marketplace. You'd think he'd already learned that lesson, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would. I mean, the very simple calculation is that wind, solar, and all these other alternative energies, not counting nuclear. The returns you can get are based on the price of natural gas, because natural gas is the peaking fuel for electricity. And
right.
Natural gas at $2 or whatever, I haven't looked this morning, $2.70 per million cubic feet, that you just, nobody will fund a wind project or a solar project because you can't get
right.
the returns. And to pretend that somehow you can is just flying in the face of not just high-level economics, it's flying in the face of arithmetic.
That's right. And just because you prefer wind and solar over natural gas doesn't mean that you're going to get those things. And even if you're the president of the United States, you're not going to force those things on the marketplace. And this comes back to picking winners and losers.
Here's a really good story that Boone Pickens tells. I've heard him tell it a number of times. That when he met with Senator Obama, and Senator Obama said he wanted a million electric cars by 2015, the president or Boone said, "You know how many cars we have on the road?" And the president didn't. He said 250 million. Even if you succeed, which I don't think you will, Boone said, that's 0.4% of the total fleet. And he said, Obama looked at him and said, "That's not very much, is it?" He said, "No, it's not. We've got to look for a new direction." but that's the difference between somebody who, is getting briefing papers and somebody who's been in the, a geologist who's been in the energy
right.
business his whole life.
Right. Exactly. Well, as I said earlier, folks, the worldview, when any politician, Republican or Democrat, running for president, they're going to talk about this program, that program. I really don't listen to that kind of that much because I know that the chances of them getting some of that through are very slim. I listen to what their worldview is. Are they market? Do they like markets or do they like government? Do they like people or do they like bureaus and things like the agencies? That's how I choose to vote for president primarily. I want to take a quick break. Rich Gaylor is our guest. We come back and want to talk about those Republicans. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.